Deferred tax and tax rates then, basically you should use the rate in the future that's expected to apply when the asset is realised or the liability settled. So let's say, for example, you have an asset that's got a carrying value of 5,000 and a tax base of 3,000, then you've got a deferred tax liability. Now, it could be that the tax rate on selling the asset is 25% and the tax rate on using the asset is 33%. Well, you choose the one that's most applicable to you. If you're going to sell it, use 25%. If you're going to use it, use 33%. Similarly, if the tax rates, you don't think you're going to use your deferred tax asset for another 5 years, then use the tax rate expected in 5 years' time and so on.